Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm Josie Pasentino. I said my last name weird. Pasentino? No, Pasentino. Anyway, I'm so glad you guys are joining me tonight. It is going to be a wild, fun show. I am so, so excited. I bet you guys could hear me much clearer now because we, if you've noticed on the JosieShow.com, our website, we have a HD player, I believe it is, which is very, very cool. So loud and in person. It's like I'm popping right out of the screen. Or the speakers, I should say. that'd be scary. Anyway, so we are here live with you tonight from our Josie Show studios in Chicago, and it is going to be so much fun, and there is a phone ringing in my ear. Hello there.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, Peanut. How are you?
How's it going?
Going pretty good. How about you?
I'm going to go help a lot of people tonight. I got a special message, and it's going to save people.
Really? Oh, I'm scared.
I got to find the button. Wait.
All right. Oh, gosh.
What's up, Tina?
Oh, okay, yeah, that was Halloween all over again. Very nice. Very nice, Peanut.
I'm going to try another button.
Okay.
There's way too many buttons.
Yeah, there really is.
This
you
is a special PSA announcement from Peanut the Squirrel.
Hey, 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 it's Peanut the Squirrel and DJ Squirrely Squirrel. And we're here to tell you, first, we got to yell at Tina because she did an interview and didn't mention the squirrels. Bad Tina, we're going to put pudding in your shoes. Pudding! Okay, not a PSA. Don't buy Lucky Charms. Because they used to have like 4 marshmallows, now there's like 4 million. And they get big in the milk, and then it overflows, and you end up eating your cereal on the floor. And who wants to eat cereal on the floor? It's stupid. So buy Cocoa Puffs. It's a little chocolatey. Yeah, that's why Josie buys it. And get Frankenberry. Okay, end of PSA announcement. And we're gonna go put the pudding in Tina's shoes now. Bye. What do we have next? Green Jell-O. Don't eat the green Jell-O, because it'll turn your mouth green and nobody will kiss you. So
eat the
red Jell-O. And don't eat Lucky Charms. Eat Trix or something. And don't eat it with green Jell-O. And don't kiss Josie, because she eats green Jell-O and she's got cookies. Back to you, Josie.
The squirrels are responsible for all information in this PSA. Thank you.
Yes, please note that it is the squirrels' opinions, okay? We did not do nothing, okay? I love Lucky Charms, all right? Let me get that out there right now, okay? I love every single cereal known to man, okay? All right, now let me get back to the show. Okay. All right, here we go. So we have a very, very busy night. We have a hectic schedule, so we got to keep going here. I have 2 guests joining me tonight live. Singer-songwriter Gina Roberts and Wesley Dennis. Both of them are singers and songwriters. Ooh. I'm going to also bring you a great interview and music from the legendary Becky Hobbs. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing night. Not just amazing. It's going to be amazing. And also additional news, after our show airs live each Friday night, such as tonight, it'll re-air on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now Radio and Cowgirl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. You can tune in there at www.fcnr.net, and we're very excited to have our show rebroadcasted, I have to say. It's so exciting to be on their network. Very, very fun. So special thank you to them. And also every Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time Zone, some of our best past episodes will air on Radio Musicians Music at www.radio.musiciansmusic.net. So, yes, check out our networks tab on our website, josieshow.com, to find out how you can hear all of our past episodes on The Josie Show. On The Josie Show. So, let's see. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Hello. I just got a weird thing that just said, that popped up. Chatbot error connection status. Oh, goodness, that's not good. Got some robots in the chat room now. So, also, to all indie artists. Oh, gosh, that was scary. To all indie artists, managers, and promoters out there, this is important. Please feel free to send your MP3 or WAV, W-A-V, files to phishingdjtj@yahoo.com. That's phishing, DJ, and, oh, goodness, phishingdjtj@yahoo.com, and tune into www.fcnr.net, Fishing Country Now, and Cowgirl Divas Radio at cowgirldivasradio@yahoo.com, where they take pride in promoting the independent artist music just as we do. So for more info, contact Fishing Country Now Radio, Fishing DJ TJ, or Cowgirl Divas Radio, Audrey King, on Facebook. So since we share our music with one another, you only need to send it to one of them, and they'll send it to each other, and we're partner stations, giving you the widest exposure that we possibly can, because we love to do that. We'd love to help you indie artists out there, managers, promoters, etc. So from time to time, we may share your music with other independent stations that we're working with. So, yes, we take great pride in that. So please do that. Also, make sure you mark it with the artist name and song title. So please make sure you mark it with that so we can find it. And if you send in a track number with no name, it will be returned. So also, a big, big announcement. And if you're friends with me on Facebook or check out the Josie Show pages, etc., you already know this. But for those of you listening live right now, we have been nominated. This is our three-peat, okay? I'm so excited. We've been nominated for 2010, 2011, and now I'm pleased to announce we are nominated for the 2012 Podcast Awards by all of you amazing, beautiful people out there. So big time, thank you so much, because we would not be nominated if it wasn't for you guys. Big time. That applies to all of you people. Thank you guys so much. And voting began yesterday. So remember, you could vote once a day from all of your emails. Once again, remember, you could vote once a day. You could vote every single day from all of your emails. Just every single email you have, just vote. And every single day, use those emails. So please remember to vote for us daily. So after you vote, they'll send this is very important because I know a lot of people don't know this, but after you vote, they'll send verification emails to the emails that you used. So please remember to verify, otherwise your vote will not count. So check spam, check every single box in your mail. Please. Thank you guys so much. Right, yes.
I just want to let anybody who's listening at our new network, Blog TV, mm-hmm. where our video player is, anybody listening there, because there's a chat room there too, but we're not using that chat room, so if you really want to join the show, come over to josieshow.com, register on the site, and mm-hmm. join us in the main chat room, because that's where all the fun is. And we've got many of our previous and upcoming guests in the chat room right now.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for mentioning that, because that's true. We do have a new thing, Blog TV here, and they do have a chat room. I checked it out because it just welcomed me. Welcome to the chat. So just ignore that chat room and just go to josieshow.com. That is where the main action is, that chat room, like Aaron mentioned. So please check that out. So, yes, thank
and
you, Aaron.
And if you're on Facebook, you could go to the Josie Show Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Josie Show, and there's a stream link on there where you could listen to the show right on Facebook.
That's true. There are so many different places that you can listen to the show. Also, we're on your mobile phones as well, Alan, I'm pretty sure, right? You know all the info for that.
If you go to blogtv.com, they have an Android and an iPhone app where you can listen to all Blog TV shows right on your handheld or phones if they're Android or iPhone powered. And
yes.
If you look under entertainment, you'll find The Josie Show.
Yes, and also they could search The Josie Show too, right? Do they have a search bar?
Yes, they do, but we just started with them, so it might not show up in the search until after this episode. And
okay.
If you want to listen to the archives, you could come to our site, or we are available for free on iTunes and Zune. Does
right.
anybody actually own a Zune?
I don't know. To be honest, I do not know what a Zune is. But anyone
Zune
listening
is
from Zune.
Windows iTunes killer, which hasn't worked.
I love iTunes and Zune. So please check it all out, everyone. We're, like he mentioned, we're iTunes, Zune, everywhere. Please check it out. There's many places that you could find us and listen to our show if you're not going to be near a computer. And if you are going to be near a computer.
And if you live near UCLA in California, the
mm-hmm.
college campus broadcasts our show on their FM stations.
Really? See, there's no excuse why you can't hear it. You can hear it everywhere. Check it out. But as I was saying, if you are going to be near a computer, please make sure you join the chat room, josieshow.com, and listen to our show from there. So back to here, I also have some more good news that I want to share. My debut single, Teenage Girl, is now number 6 on the FCNR/DCR charts. So please go to fcnr.net and request my song to help me move up the charts. I'm number 6, so let's get to number 5. Let's do it. Let's get to number 5, 4, 3, 2, if I'm lucky, number 1, you never know. But please, that would be really, really appreciated. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Josie?
Yes?
You want to be a little mean to everybody listening?
No. I don't want to be mean.
Oh, come on. We won't mention any names, but we have some big upcoming guests scheduled between January and April. I'm talking like superstars and American Idol alumni.
Mm-hmm. We have really amazing guests. There is no need to be mean. And plus, I don't think I have a mean bone in my body. Like, seriously. If I had an X-ray, they're probably like cotton candy and stuff.
Yeah, but right
like,
now all the American Idol fans are going, Who is it?
I know, all the American Idol fans right now are like, oh my gosh, Josie Show's American Idol, oh my goodness. But yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's
going to
be your
birthday
show.
Yep. See? Happy birthday to moi. It's going to be a very great show. But yes, we definitely have a lot of amazing shows. And later on in the show, I'll have my mom, who's amazing with names, my mama producer. Oh, well. Sounds weird. She's good at names. Anyway, while you think of some fun thing, a mommy producer, you'll figure it out. So if all goes according to plan, it's gonna be a great show. And if not, it'll be fun. I mean, we're already having fun. I mean, I'm seriously just chatting away, no care in the world, like it should be. And I hope you all are having amazing, amazing time. And I'm so glad you guys are listening to us tonight. And also, please let me know in the chat room if you're in there how your Halloween was yesterday. Your Halloweeny, how was that? That was actually my first Halloween that I did not trick-or-treat. And I'm very sad about that. But I felt really weird because, I mean, I'm 17 now, and I felt a little weird with, like, all my neighbors have, like, you know, 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. I felt weird walking around. Oh, I'm going to bring my producer on. She wanted me to cue her in. She must
okay.
have a good joke.
So I have to say this.
I would have felt really weird trick-or-treating with little 5-year-olds.
Yeah,
I'm like a little angel in Barbie costumes.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Like, oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So instead, Josie goes on her Facebook page. She wishes everybody a happy Halloween, and she says that she's going to be working all day. So, hey, if anybody wants to drop by the studio and leave some candy, feel free.
I wouldn't hate it.
And what happens? 2 hours later, we go outside for something, mail, whatever the case may be, and I almost tripped and fell on, like, 3 or 4 packages of chocolate. So
yeah, It's true.
Kind of laugh. We had, what did you have? You had cupcakes, you had chocolate bars, and
oh my God, amazing cupcakes, because there were vanilla ones and then there were also chocolate ones, because you know I keep it fresh. Like I like them all.
Yeah.
So
beef jerky. Somebody knows you well. Someone left.
Someone knows me. That's probably a family member. That's probably someone that knows me very well.
We love beef jerky.
That's probably my grandma or something. But that was amazing.
Thank you to everybody for that.
Special thank you for that, whoever did that.
See,
I mean,
she didn't miss her Halloween.
I did not. I definitely did not. That was very, very exciting. So I didn't even need a trick-or-treat. See that? I am I don't feel left out. I'm glad I have chocolates in my stomach.
Guys, on a really serious note, I think we should mention that anybody who can, please help with the Red Cross and everybody up in the Northeast who got hit by the hurricane / nor'easter.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Contact your local Red Cross and find out how it is that you can help,
yes,
whether it's sending supplies or donations. So definitely do that, and all of our love and prayers are with them for sure.
And even if you can't send anything, just spread the word and try to get others to help, because that in itself will help.
Right.
It's a little personal to me because that's my hometown right there, New York.
Absolutely. If you could just reach one person, it could help. And also, the Josie Show just gives so much love and respect. And we prayed for everyone that lost a loved one or was affected by this hurricane. And
and unfortunately, the death toll has now reached over 100 and still climbing. And it is going to be more costly and more devastating than Katrina when it hit New Orleans.
My gosh. I mean, I've seen pictures and footage because, of course, it's all over the news and stuff. And it just breaks my heart because, so many kids and parents that are, I don't even have any words to describe it.
And right now, NBC TV is airing a benefit with all kinds of celebrities to help raise money to help. And that's why we're not complaining if most of our regulars don't show up tonight, because they'll listen to our show later. That's a little more important.
Right. I agree. Please check that out. I mean, I do not blame you. I after the show, I'm actually going to be searching. I've been doing some searching to, check out videos and stuff, just so I could see what's going on in the world, I wasn't anywhere near it, thank God, but I have so much, prayers in me for everyone that were affected and were near it. And so I will definitely do everything that I can to get the word out. And also, we love Red Cross, so anything that we can do for them, we're definitely going to do.
Just to give people an example of how big the storm was, it hit southern New Jersey, and Josie felt it in Chicago with the winds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It knocked out all of our power and everything. I mean, even from where I am, so it was insane. it was insane. But goodness, I can't even imagine.
On a side note, let's remind everybody that no matter who you support, please go out and vote if you're allowed to vote on Tuesday, because it's very important. It don't matter who you're supporting, just get your vote in.
Get your vote in. Be a voting citizen. I don't know. And please vote. Hi, ho, it works, right? Please go out and vote. I can't vote yet. I'm turning 18 soon.
People who are old enough to vote and don't bother to vote have no business complaining about who gets elected.
That's true. It's true. Just vote. And we don't have to worry about it. Just vote. Get your vote.
We are excited because our first guest is here.
Before we bring her on,
we want to make sure that we mention that Reba McEntire's new show, Malibu Country, starts tonight. So check your local listings for times that that's airing out by you.
A lot of Reba fans were talking to us after the show, telling us about it, and they're of course watching it, and I'm going to be recording that right now. Yeah, so please watch that. I wanted to spread the news about that. Let's bring on my first guest here. Don't want to keep her waiting. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Gina Roberts to the show. Hello,
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. How are you?
I am doing great.
Great.
Doing great.
Oh, that's so good to hear. I've been looking forward to finally getting to chat with you.
Well, I just believe it's a great honor to be with you on your radio show. I've heard so much about you. I have so many friends that have called in and talked with you and said they just had a wonderful time.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and I have been definitely looking forward to this. I've been listening to your music before the show to get me pumped, and you guys are going to love it. I promise you. We're going to play some songs a little bit later, so keep tuning. but you are just incredible, and I really want to get to know you a little bit better here.
Thanks.
Yes. So let's start here. How about it? Can you share with us what it was like growing up in a musical family? You had a musical family. Tell us about that.
I did have a musical family and still do have a musical family. I have my third brother. He is a gospel singer-songwriter, David Petillo, and he's written songs that Leanne Rimes and some others have recorded, and he travels all over and sings, and was inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in the gospel section just recently, and so I'm very proud of him.
Yes.
And, my father was a minister, and so all of us, I had four brothers, no sisters, and of course each one of them played an instrument, steel guitar, bass, rhythm, piano, saxophone, drums, you name it, they pick it up, they play it, so... We just had our own little band.
I like it. Family band. I can imagine there was a lot of music going on in your household growing up. Must have been so much fun.
And on every Thanksgiving, we all get together, and we rent a little church that's, they were going to tear it down, but my family had talked to them and asked them to please spare it, and we rent it and use it every Thanksgiving and open it up to the neighborhood. And they all come in and share Thanksgiving dinner if they would like, and then sit around and listen to us pick and grin.
I love that. That's a great way to get the neighbors all together and just enjoy Thanksgiving and sharing what you're thankful for. I love that. And music helps, too.
Oh, it does.
It does. It really does. I love it. I was wondering, when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career? You didn't want to do anything else. You wanted to be a singer-songwriter.
Well, I started singing when I was three.
Mm-hmm.
My dad set me up in front of a crowd and said, sis, sing for these good people, and I did, and I've been singing ever since, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can reach people by the songs you sing rather than the words you say.
Right.
And that's always meant something to me, is to be able to touch somebody with a song.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always say it's the universal language. It doesn't matter what you're singing. It doesn't matter what you're singing, as long as you have a nice tune, something you can dance to, and also mean something. Those are the best songs, I think. Love it, which you have. So very, very neat. And who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
I love all music, but country music was always my favorite. And Connie Smith and Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline and Ray Price and just on and on and on. I love George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Dottie West. I love them all. And to pick a favorite would be, I couldn't pick a favorite.
Yeah.
They've always, all of them has influenced me in some way.
Definitely. The greats, that's what I call them. I bow down to them. Traditional music right there.
That's what I call country music.
Yeah, that is country music. I agree. But like I said before the show, I'm so excited. I get to play some of your music that you sent us. Thank you so much for sending us music, by the way. Love it.
Well, I had such a great time doing that album. I have a friend, Chuck Cusimano. I think you've met him earlier.
Yeah.
And he wrote every song that's on that CD. And
wow.
It's kind of unusual to take one songwriter and use it for your whole CD, but I just fell in love with the songs that he sent me. And I thank him for letting me do it. Thank mm-hmm. God for giving me the chance to put it out there for him. And I just think he's an awesome writer. And
Absolutely. Also
an entertainer. He's a wonderful entertainer.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I really want to start playing your songs so people can, you know, hear what amazing sound you have and just what wonderful songs that you have. So I would really love to start. Yeah, anytime. I'm excited for this. How about we start with your song, If This Ain't a Heartache? Let's
hey.
Do it.
All right.
All right. Sweet. Here we go. You're right.
My mind, but an empty, lonely feeling's all I can find. I search the house for memories, mementos of our love. If this ain't a heartache, it's close enough. If this ain't a heartache, what is
by Gina Roberts, and we're with her right now. We're chatting with her right now. You have a comment here in our chat room on our website. Tim Garman says, pure country sound. Love your voice. Now, this is what I call country music. I agree.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You got a new fan in there. Love it. Got a fan in there. We actually got quite a few fans in here that are very excited about your music and about you being on, so I'm very excited. So can you tell us about, can you tell us where our listeners can go to purchase all of your music?
At GinaRobertMusic.com. Mm-hmm. I do have a website there and a store. They can also www.smartstudiosproduction.com. They can go there, but mostly through my website.
Perfect. Which we'll post after the show on mm-hmm. all of our pages, so people can just click away and check out everything that you're doing.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Also, some social networking sites. What's the best way that, like, you know, your new fans out there, I know they want to get in contact with you and chat with you. What's the easiest, the best way to chat with you and get to know you a little bit better?
Well, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Facebook.
Facebook. I have a fan page. I Love Gina Roberts fan page. And every fan is welcome. Friends and your comments, and I will always I check it every single day. I'm not on it all day long, but I do check it every night, and I will comment. And there's a lot of, like, Don Caldwell. He always gets me on the Facebook page, and but that's where everybody can I can converse back and forth with everyone. It's on my Facebook page, fan page.
I love that. I love that you, you know, directly chat with your fans. I mean, there's some people that, you know, get someone else to do it, or, you know, but I think it's more personal and real if, you know, you actually talk to your fans. So I think that's amazing. I love that.
I love talking with them.
Absolutely. You think of them as your friends, too, which is also
They're
kudos.
They're my friends.
They are your friends. You got a lot of friends. I love that. Yes, you do. So also, I'm going to cut my producer in here. I think we got a caller. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. We do have a caller. We are very lucky. Calling in to say hello to you and to talk to Gina here for a second. We've got Don from Keeping It Country. So I'm going to put him on the line, and I'm sure he's calling to say hey to Gina, and not because he wants an autographed candy bar like I heard in the chat room. So
that's not bad, too.
That's awesome. All right. Hey, Don, you're on with Josie and Gina.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Josie?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited. You helped me get this guest that we have on.
she is awesome. I belong to I Love Gina Roberts. I love that group. I do love Gina Roberts. She's an awesome singer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Don. It's good to hear from you again.
I think the first time was about 1:30 in the morning after you got done singing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, that's fine. I keep the 8 hours, but hey, I just wanted to thank you for coming and doing a show. You know, and I'll tell you, you're an awesome singer, and I just love listening to your music. And I to Chuck, and that's all we talk about is you. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, you do a great job, and like I said, I appreciate it. And Josie's moved up and doing a great job, and one of these days, like I tell her all the time, Gina, Barbara Walters and them listening, I tell you, I think you can take Joy Behar's spot. You can get one of those view jobs.
I'm telling you,
they're worried.
Yes,
but,
I've got quite accomplishments here, hasn't she?
She's done a pretty good job. I'm a big fan. I think we should get a Josie Passantino fan club.
There we go. I think we do, too.
I would join that right now.
I would, too. So,
I just wanted to thank you and thank Josie for letting me try to help get people on the show. I really enjoy it. And there's lots of great singers. There's lots of great singers out there. And in a little while, Wesley Dennis. I called Wesley earlier because I don't want to hog up the time. But I had to talk to my Alabama buddy. So, you know, we had to do our roll tides on the phone. So, you know, we didn't want to pollute the Chicago area with a bunch of roll tides. So, you know. Especially to a Texas girl. So, you know, we won't do that. So, hey, I'm going to let you guys go. Have a great interview and a great show. And thank you very much to all of you, Tina, Josie, and you too, Gina. I appreciate all three of you.
Talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Don. He's such a great guy. He's awesome. He's been helping us get guests and stuff. And I wouldn't have met you if he didn't help me. So, kudos. Thank you.
Made a
new friend.
Yeah.
love it. It's very impressive because I love to do some, you know, amazing, like, deep research on my guests before I have them on the show. And it's so, I think this is so cool that you've not only done some solo work, but I believe you've also done some backup singing as well. You've done a little bit of everything. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too?
I have. I've done backup singing for Leona Williams, done backup singing for Chuck Cusimano. We've had several guests on the Opry, and I've done backup singing for all of those, Wade Benson Landry and Teresa. They have the God and Country Theater. They do a show every morning in Branson, Missouri, and I've done some backup singing for them. The Coins from Branson. The list goes on and on.
Wow.
Tommy Cash. I've sang backup for him and even sang on stage with him, duet. And I've been blessed to meet a lot of different people and a lot of different, I've done gospel backup, and I'm working on a new CD doing backup for Chuck Cusimano's newest album. So I'm excited over it.
That is exciting. We actually just had him on the show, and that's going to be a good one. I can't wait to hear that. It'll be a good one. It really will be. And I was wondering, what's your favorite? Because, I mean, I can imagine they're both very different. I mean, do you like being out front the most, you know, solo, just you? Or do you like kind of the whole, backup singer kind of thing with more people involved? Which one's more fun for you?
I enjoy both of them. But I love the way when good harmony comes in just to see whenever you're doing a great job and the star of the show turns around and winks at you, you know you're doing great, you know, they like it.
Right.
So it's fun both ways, you know, I enjoy both.
Love it. You can't choose. I mean, they're both great. love it. And I am ready, if you are, I'm so excited to play your next song here, When He Does Me Right, so I'd love to play that right now, right?
Oh, great, thank you.
Thank you,
lovely.
Here we go, When He Does Me Right by Gina Roberts, here we go. me, Wright. And we're back with Gina Roberts. So my next before my next question, we have a question in the chat room. Let's see here. Tim Garman asks, where is the most memorable place that you performed? Good question.
Well, at the Will Rogers Coliseum in Fort Worth,
mm-hmm.
I did a live radio show mm-hmm. there, and it was with Leona Williams, Mo Bandy, just George Hamilton III.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just full of stars in country music, and here I was, just a little Texas girl standing in the wings waiting my turn to get on stage, and was surrounded by all these wonderful country music stars, singers, and it was, I mean, I just was breathless and in awe.
I can imagine.
That was the most memorable time right there.
Yeah, that must have been quite the experience to remember. You're gonna be remembering that for the rest of your life. Seems really cool. Love that. Love it. So also here, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or any goals or plans that you would like to accomplish? 2013 is rapidly approaching. So what would you say?
Well, I do have a new gospel CD that I am working on. I'm gathering all my music and getting it ready, and I've talked to the producers, and I'm really excited about doing this gospel CD, and
mm-hmm.
That's my new goal for the upcoming year, and hopefully after that one's done, I can put out another country CD, but my gospel one is the one that's coming out first.
Perfect.
That's my goal.
Oh, that's so, so cool. Yeah, you have to let us know when that's released. I mean, I would love to have you back on the show, and, you know, we could promote the heck out of it.
All right.
Yes, you're part of the Josie Show family now. That's what I always say to my guests. You are. So
all
anything
right.
You got to promote.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I do.
Anytime. My pleasure. I love to do that for you. And here in the chat room, another question caught my eye. Eric B. in the chat room asks, who is your biggest, who is your biggest inspiration? What keeps you going?
What keeps you going?
Yeah, who keeps you going, I should say.
Well, my Father in Heaven, Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ, he keeps me going, and my family, they keep me going. My little 83-year-old mother that stands behind me and says, "You can do it, sis. Do it for us girls." And my grandbabies, I have some grandbabies, and they just love me singing. So when they can, I take them with me, they just love it. You know, in these little places where I can take, it's family oriented. I take them with me sometimes, and they have such a great time, and everybody just loves them, dotes over them, you know.
Absolutely. They're the center of attention. Very cool. You never know. They might be little superstars in the making. Some upcoming singers there.
You never know. I may have an all-girl band before it's over with.
See? Exactly. I mean, you can't beat it. That's perfect. Coming soon. I love to ask my guests some fun questions. So are you ready?
Okay.
There'll be some funny ones. But what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
Well, right at the moment, it's trying to chase off all the hogs that we have out on the farm. They are rooting up my ground, and I'm taking offers on who can shoot the most, get rid of them, and quit rooting up my gardens and my flowers. They can also write into the I Love Gina Roberts fan page and let me know if they, you know, can get rid of that problem for me.
You'll find someone that can figure that one out for you. Love it. But yeah, the fan club. Where could we find that? That's on your website. I've seen
you can Google GinaRobertsMusic.com, mm-hmm. and also I'm on CD Baby, yeah. Reverb Nation, and iTunes. And so
check
that's
it out.
Where they can contact me.
Love it. Check it out. Please check it out, everyone. And also another fun question for you, a funny question, I should say. It's my favorite question. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us? Anything happened live and in person?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if I should tell this on stage or not. I mean, on air, but I was walking up stage, and I had this big formal gown and big can-can, and so I was walking up stage, and I fell, and I got up and continued to sing, but they stood up and gave me a standing ovation, and I didn't know if it was because they liked when my can-can flipped up, I got a standing ovation for that, or if they really liked the song.
Dedicated fans, I'm telling you. You got some dedicated fans right there. They'll see
there
even they'll applaud mistakes. I mean, you're human, so you never know what could happen. I've heard that one before. I've heard of the falling and the tripping and stuff. So
that was my most embarrassing moment right there.
Thank you for sharing that with me. Oh my goodness! I mean, it happens. It happens. Just wear some. It's so funny. I'm just starting to get into performing and stuff, and it's really new to me. Radio is where I feel most comfortable. But I'm just getting into it. My mom is always pressuring me to wear heels and stuff. You know, these pretty little heels that she bought and stuff. And I'm like, oh goodness, I don't want that. My first performance, I actually did trip. And that was kind of embarrassing. So, but yeah, I'm glad
you turned around and looked to see if did anybody notice that.
I did. You know how in your mind you're like, oh please, I hope nobody noticed that. So I'm glad to be a part of the of that club. I'm glad I'm not alone there. But yeah, I'm going to be wearing flats from now on. Pretty flats. Pretty flats.
Well, I've decided not to wear any of those long flowing gowns anymore.
Oh, yeah,
if I have to walk upstage at any point.
Oh, that too, yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you look good in them, but things happen with those long things. I mean, I'm clumsy, so you God only knows. You never know. But let's see here. I have one last question here for you because we're running out of time, but I really want to get to it. But one last time, can you please let us know where we can find your CD and also where we could find you to chat with you and keep in touch with you?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You can find me on the Facebook page, I Love Gina Roberts,
mm-hmm.
fan club. You can also find me at CD Baby, Reverb Nation, iTunes, and GinaRobertsMusic.com.
There you go. And after the show, I'll post all the links in case you missed it. So don't worry. We'll make sure you get all of the information so you can find Gina Roberts very easily. I would like to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And it was
well,
so
I
fun.
Thank you so much for having me. And I would like to congratulate you on all your accomplishments and wish you the best, hon.
Thank you so much. And you too. Congratulations with everything that you've done. And continued success, and I will be looking at, everything that you are doing, and I'm getting that gospel album when it's released, no doubt
about
it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gina Roberts, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. So, so sweet. Love it, love it. I made a new friend. Love this. hello, people entered the room. David Kelly's in the chat room. Hello. Renek, I'll just spell it, R-E-N-E-C. Thank you for coming in. I think you're new to the chat room, so hi. I don't think I've seen you before, but thank you so much for joining the chat room. Hey. And also Eric B., Tina Marie, hi, Mama Manager and Mama Producer, I don't know, I'll figure it out. Tim Garman, Reva Fan for Forever, Darren Rhodes, Ellen, Ellen. And Mwah, I'm in there too. So thank you guys so much. Is our next guest here or Nada? I'm getting the Nada. I'm getting the fast pace shaking of the pointer finger, which means
those are our important professional cues.
That's
the fast pace pointer finger.
See what I'm saying?
Only on this show. But now we've got a couple things to go over. Our guest should be here probably in about 10 minutes, and then we are going to rock with Wesley Dennis here. But I want to let everybody know that our upcoming shows and guests for the month of November, we have still to come Will Bannister, Kenyon Lockery, Vince Anthony, Troy Cook Jr., Jerry Kilgore, John Cody Carter, Dan Landry, Bob Marquez, Rick Seaman, Jay Sexton, Bob Manning, and the very legendary Glenn Douglas. So we have still got wonderful people. If you are interested in becoming a guest on the Josie Show, hurry, hurry, hurry. We are currently booking for May of 2013. So if you want to be featured on the show, please email me at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, josieshow.com. And then we will make sure we get you on the books.
Genius, genius, and you will literally be on the books. We have a nice book for you. That you'll be on. Also, I'm going to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who've helped me fill out my guest books. John, Town Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. I'm never waiting for our guest. Debbie Kelly's in the chat room. Maybe she can call in or so. Do you think we'll have some time for that? Or,
I really, you know, hint. The chat room want to call in?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so funny.
Maybe.
That's like putting people on the spot. You just are cute.
Maybe.
Cute,
you never know.
Well, anybody who wants to call in, our number is 646-381-4339. You can call in at any time and say hey to us or any of our guests, talk to Peanut, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
It's
can you take
good.
The number again, please?
Yeah, 646-381-4339. Somebody's calling. Hello. Welcome to Josie.
Hello.
Oh, is it Peanut?
Oh, hello, Peanut.
How's about me, Lucky Charms?
No more Lucky Charm jokes.
Yeah, no more Lucky Charms. Don't mess with my Lucky Charms. I love my Lucky Charms. Don't mess with it.
They're magically delicious.
They are.
They are magically delicious.
They are. I love Lucky Charms.
Literally, now I'm going to need to buy some because of you.
I just wanted to say, Josie's wearing a really scary Halloween costume.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I feel a joke coming on here.
Yeah, I do. I'm scared. I know. That's why I was just continuing the what, so I didn't have to. I'm scared.
So you didn't have to hear
for people
over.
Who can't see her, she has all her hair covering her face, and she looks like Cousin It.
What?
Actually, that would be a really good costume. You wouldn't have to put a lot of effort forward.
Do not help him. Do not tempt him. Do not egg him on.
Think about easy that would be.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody, okay, first off, nobody is touching my hair. Nobody is putting anything but hairspray or some nice conditioner or something in my hair. No scissors. Yes, no scissors come anywhere near the hair. Like, seriously, scissors have a restraining order, all right? You cannot get near my hair with scissors, all right? Just saying.
Can I let everybody know the secret that you literally... like, practically walk around with, like, a bottle of detangler.
Oh, my gosh. Mom, yeah.
Oh, it's too funny. That's what happens when you get big hair.
Hey, let's say hi to our good friend Debbie Kelly, who's in a chat room. She's a previous guest and probably an upcoming guest.
She is so going to be another upcoming because we have to catch up with her for sure. Like, for sure, for sure.
Come on, admit it. You're inviting Debbie over for a pajama party.
Oh, that would be so fun.
That would be so much fun. Oh, my God. That would be awesome. That's so cool. Renek, R-E-N-E-C, Brian Mallory from Canada will be on January 4th. His manager's in the chat room. Oh, that is so, so exciting. I am very, very excited. Yeah, like I said, we've been booking fools. We've been booking everyone, and I'm very excited to have Brian Mowry on the show. Been definitely looking forward to it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so glad that you were able to make it to the show. I'm so excited. That's awesome. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope we're not being too boring.
Kind of a crazy night.
It's crazy. It's not usually like this. I promise I'm more mature than this. And more professional.
We want to remind everybody once again, listening over at blogtv.com, to come over to thejosieshow.com because we're not using the chat room at blogtv.
Right, yes. Thank you for mentioning that again. Yes, thank you for mentioning that again. Josieshow.com, that's where our main chat room is. Please join us. We're having some fun in the chat room, okay? There's some awesome people in this chat room right now, okay? You are missing
out. The problem is our show is broadcasting in so many places.
Yeah, you never know where to listen anymore. I don't know. There are so many different places you can listen to and chat from that I lose track myself.
Open your computer.
So.
Something will happen.
Something will happen. Start pressing buttons. That's what I do.
You'll hear us. It'll be awesome.
And now for the question everybody's wondering about.
Yes.
How is your security guard dog, Toby, feeling?
Toby, he's improved a little bit. Before he wasn't able to stand, and it was really bad. He was shaking really badly, because his neck hurts so badly. But he's able to walk now, and I've noticed, though, that, when the pain pill is, wearing off, that's when the most pain starts, but during the day he's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. He kind of has his good and bad days too, because
he
like
does. It's weird.
Ago,
I don't understand.
He's perfectly fine. I mean, he started walking and running and.
We had to stop him from jumping all over the place.
Yeah,
every time he would try to go on my lap and stuff, I'm trying to get him back down so he doesn't hurt himself. But it's hard when you have a wild dog.
And then the next day,
if that's the case, maybe he's faking it just so you bring him stuff.
I don't know, but I'm hoping that he'll be okay. Maybe in next week or so.
Yeah, hopefully just another week.
Maybe.
But he's been taking his medications and stuff, so he's good.
He's taking his medications.
Just drive him back to Wisconsin and see if he chases chickens again.
And he's been treated like a baby, too, let me tell you. He is hand-fed. We hold his little cup so he could drink.
It's true.
He lays down with his little pillow and covered up with his little
blanket. I snuggle with him at night. It's so cute. At night. At night, he likes to put his, like, I don't know why, it's kind of fun, and it's funny, and it's really cute, but he maneuvers his head so his nose is touching my nose, and he keeps it there the whole time. I think he likes my breathing or something. I don't know, but it is so cute, and he gives me, I taught him how to give me little, nose kissies. You know, the thing where you touch each other's nose and go, it's so cute, my Toby. Aw, I'm getting emotional. Anyway. But yeah, he should be getting better. The doctor said that, there's no damage or anything, thank God. And they gave him x-rays. We actually had two doctors even confirm that he was going to be okay. So they just said, I mean, it's very common with dachshunds because their spines are so long. So they said 4 to 8 weeks. And
yeah,
we're on our.
Just bring him back to Wisconsin so he could chase the chickens and cows again.
That'll help.
Oh, yeah. He's not doing that. He would be so
sad right
and
now.
Depressed because all he wants to do is run and chase things.
I feel
and,
so bad.
And since he tries, but he really can't.
It's
and he just
so sad.
Well, you should just, strap him to a skateboard.
That's so sad. Oh, my God.
He just sits there and he just looks at things like, I really want to bite you, but I can't.
It is so,
so
sad. I know. He'll get better, though. I have faith that he'll get better.
Thank everybody for all their kind thoughts and wishes all the time. We appreciate that.
Yes,
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Everyone's been sending great thoughts and praying for Toby. And I think most of your prayers are the reason why he's getting better and improving day by day. So thank you guys so much for writing kind messages.
And just for the people who don't know exactly who Toby is, that is Josie's dog. He's a little dachshund, and if you're not familiar with those long hot dogs, they are prone to back problems.
They really are. And I even asked the vet, I'm like, is there something that could have happened can jumping do anywhere? I mean, I asked all the questions, but she said that it's very common. it happens.
It just happened no matter what.
I guess. There's nothing that we could prevent.
No. So, everybody's
Toby is such a well-trained dog. I mean, when you went to Wisconsin for that live show and he was supposed to guard you, he just laid down and took a nap. It was awesome.
He slept the whole time, okay?
He did chase small children.
He did. Every time a little kid would, like, run or something, I think he's just protective. I think, because whenever, like, kids would run and stuff, he would bark, like, telling him, slow down, you know, my little traffic cop.
Oh, when you were singing, he wanted to come on the stage.
He was barking during my
singing.
It was hilarious.
It was so cute. We should have left there. He probably would have had a great time.
It was hilarious. It was so funny. But, yes, that's my little Toby, my little doggy. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, and definitely add me. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/Josie1995, I believe. Yeah, Josie1995. Or just type in Josie Pasentino. Type in my name. I'll pop up. And I have tons of pictures of my little pooch, my little doggy, my little dachshund. And there's so many little cute pictures on there that you could check out, so please check them out. And thank you so much once again for all of the kind messages about Toby and wishing him well. And he's getting better, slowly but surely. It'll happen. He's getting better. But also, really quick here, I want, before my next guest here comes on, I really quick want to mention my debut single, Teenage Girl. Please check it out. It's on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and all you have to do is just type in Josie Pasentino and Teenage Girl, and it should pop up. It should definitely pop up. And check it out. Some of the proceeds actually go to helping keep music programs in schools, because music programs have always been so important in my life. I've been in choruses and talent shows and everything, and I definitely give kudos to those music teachers out there. And I think kids should be able to express their talent and be in music classes as they wish. So some of the proceeds go to keeping music programs in schools. So, yes. Teenage Girl, my debut single. And you can also go to josiepasentino.com as well. So let's see here. My guest has arrived. Awesome. I'm so excited, everyone. My second guest has arrived. Everyone, here is Wesley Dennis to the show. Yeah.
Josie, how are you doing, huh?
I am doing so great. How are you?
I am doing well. I've been a little under the weather with my sinuses and stuff, but I'm feeling great tonight.
I know, me too. We're in the Windy City, so, and boy is it windy. So we've been having all sorts of things here. Yes. Crazy. But I'm so excited to finally be able to talk to you. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while because we're so booked up here. But I'm so glad that we finally get to chat with you. Been looking forward to it.
I'm excited too. I sure am. Hey, I like to congratulate you on being nominated for the podcast awards.
Oh, thank you so much. They're three-peat.
Yeah, is there any way I can vote? I'll vote if I can vote.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yes, I mean, we'll definitely be posting it on Facebook and all that fun stuff. And it's just at podcastawards.com under entertainment. And you'll find just a show, and then that's it. And, you know, I believe they'll ask for your email, and then you just have to verify your email and submit, and then that's it. But we'll give you all the information. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Hey, you're welcome, hon. You're welcome. I'm a big fan of you. I like the single Teenage Girl, too. Congratulations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Wow. I mean, that's a big compliment for me, because I absolutely love your songs, and I get to play them on the show tonight. So that is beyond excited.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, honey.
My pleasure. So I want to get to know you a little bit better, and I want more people to get to know you a little bit better, because we have tons of people here in the chat room that are just like, let's get to know Wesley here. So I would love to start. Can you tell us about your first memory of making music? When did you realize that this is something you wanted to do?
My first memory, I guess, I was maybe 2 years old, and there's an old Charlie Pride song called The Snakes Crawl at Night, and my mom had it on a 45, and she played it, and I used to sing along with it, and I guess that's really my first memory. I remember that. I actually remember that, and wow. I've been a Charlie Pride fan ever since.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. It seems like you must have had a lot of music going around in your house. I mean, it's only natural that you're here now, you know?
I did. My mom actually plays piano and guitar and sings. She's on the CD with me, actually. We did a duet of Living on Back Streets and Living on Main, and then Mom did a single of Loretta Lynn's When the Tingle Becomes a Chill. She's up in her 70s, and she still sings like she did when I was a little boy. And my dad played guitar and sang. So,
That's amazing. See, you have a really musical family, which, I mean, I bet, you know, on special occasions, you know, Christmas, et cetera, you guys must have a ball. You guys must be singing and having so much fun.
Oh, we do. We do. Actually, I'm at Wishlist Club here in Montgomery right now. I'm sitting in the car talking to you on my cell phone, and I'm going to start karaoke as soon as we get done here. And my mom is here, so she's going to be singing tonight. So.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Oh, I wish you guys so much luck and have fun. That's awesome.
Oh, we have a blast every time mom comes. She hasn't been out in a while because she hasn't been feeling well, but she's out tonight. And and everyone is thrilled that mom is out tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now that I know, I'm thrilled. Please take pictures if you can. That's awesome. Sing your little hearts out.
Oh yeah, mom. She does. She sings like an angel. She's an angel.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Have so much fun. Oh, that's awesome. But also, I was wondering, who do you like to listen to on repeat? Who are your biggest musical influences?
My all time, without question, is Keith Whitley. I'm a huge Keith Whitley fan. Have been since I heard his first CD come out. Actually, it was cassettes back then, back in 85. I've always been a huge Keith Whitley fan. Also, Vern Gosden, Mel Street, George Jones, Merle Haggard. Some of the later ones would be Alan Jackson and, of course, George Strait. I'm a big George Strait fan.
Absolutely. The greats. That's what I call them. I bow down. Absolutely. Love it. And also one of those amazing artists out there that I look up to, Alan Jackson, who you toured with. Is that right? Wow.
I did. I went on three different tours with Alan. Alan is a great guy. I'm a huge fan and consider him a friend. He's a great guy and such a talent.
Awesome, awesome. It seems like he's really a down-to-earth kind of fun guy, like he seems, you know?
He is. He's actually shy. The first time we went on tour, it was the second tour. We had Faith Hill on the tour, and that's actually the first time I actually got to meet Alan. And he was really shy, just, you know, like almost like a kid shuffling his feet and looking at the floor, but just a great guy. I mean, just a fantastic guy. Love him to death.
Wow, I think that's amazing. Was there any great advice that you could share with us that, you know, he gave you or from other artists or songwriters, the best advice that you would say was given to you that you could spread on to all the upcoming singers out there?
Well, Alan's advice to me was to keep it country. That was his advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it country and be true to what you do, you know. And I've tried to do that, and I think it reflects on this new CD that we have coming out.
Oh, that's so cool. Love it. We got to check it out. So amazing. And also, another thing here. I have been hearing a lot about you because there's just been one press piece after another on you, and each one says something to the effect that you are country to the core. And hearing your songs, I agree with that. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, when I was touring with Alan and touring with other people, the name of my band was Country to the Core, and it's what I do. It's what I call real country music. Is traditional country music, and I've been told I was too country, just like I heard David Paul was told he was too country, and I don't understand that. There's, to me, there's no such thing. You can't be too country. You can't possibly.
Oh, I agree.
And that's how I write, and that's how I sing, and it means a lot to me. It's a big part of my life, and I've always felt that way. My taste in music have always been along the vein of Merle Haggard, George Jones, that kind of stuff, Lefty Frizzell, John Anderson. I love that kind of music, and that's where the country to the core comes from.
It is. It does. I love it. Love it. And your music is definitely that. I agree with everyone that said that you are country to the core. Because after listening to the music tonight that I'm going to play, you guys will understand. Also in the chat room, there is a comment. Hi, Wesley. It's Renee Collette. See you next month, bro, in your second home. Ooh, that's a big word. I hope I say that right. Back to
yeah, his name is Renee, Renee Collette.
Oh,
I started out calling Renee as well until we met, became friends. He's in Canada. Oh, hey, he gets it all the time. He's a great guy. He's a big promoter of my music and of other friends' music that's real country, that are really good singers. And Renee is just a great guy. He is he's a go-getter. He really promotes. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. I'm bad with names, so I apologize. Excuse me. But absolutely, absolutely. Very, very cool. So now I would like to ask you a little bit about some of the music that you currently have out right now, getting ready to play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just recently cut a brand new CD. The title of the CD is Country Enough. And we cut it in Nashville. It was produced by Greg Cole out of Nashville. Had the Nashville musicians on it, Mike Johnson to name one, a steel player, great guy. Dirk Johnson on piano. It's country. It is really, really, really country. And we're getting great response off of it. We're getting ready to release a new single here in the States sometime late November, early December. Cut, I think I sent to you. It's called You, that I wrote for my wife, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
And, and it's we're getting great response off of it, and we hope it does well.
Wow, congratulations on the response, all of the great messages about that. And I'm very excited to listen to it.
Fantastic. Thank you, honey.
Absolutely. I know you sent it to me, but I didn't get to listen to it yet, and I am so, so going to after this show now. I absolutely, absolutely love it. But before the show, as I was mentioning, I was listening to some of your songs here that I'm going to play tonight, and one of those shows, one of those songs were Month of Sundays, all right? So I'm getting ready to play that. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, sounds good. I'm just too excited. Here we go, Month of Sundays by Wesley Bennett.
He walked down without warning. You never even said goodbye. It finally hit me Friday morning. Lord, it felt like I would die. So Friday night I went out drinking. But it didn't help the hurt. Here it is, Sunday, I'm still sinking. And that's got me thinking I missed it all for church. But it'll take a month of Sundays to begin to be okay. Hoping with each coming Monday, I pray your memory away. I'm sure that I'll get through this, but it will be so hard to do. It'll take at least a month or some days for me to get over you. day I broke down from crying. Last night I got no sleep. Today I spent denying that it was cutting me so deep. You'd think by now I would have gotten over you somehow. But girl, I haven't yet, so I'm gonna get down on my knees right now. 'Cause it'll take a month of Sundays to begin to be okay. Hoping with each coming Monday, I'd bring your memory away. I'm sure that I'll get through this, but it will be so hard to do. It'll take at least a month of Sunday for me to get over you. It'll take at least a month or someday for me to get over you.
That was Month of Sundays by Wesley Dennis, and we're chatting with him right now. And I'm posted here in the chat room that this song is the top six song on the radio in Canada. Wow.
Yeah, it went to number six in New Brunswick there in Canada. It sure did.
Congratulations.
They're getting ready to start playing you, actually, as well.
Woo.
New single,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, and which is excited. Really, really neat is, you know, I don't need to listen to you after the show because I did a little switcheroo. And if you don't mind, I would like to play your song, You, right.
Definitely.
Here. Live.
Yes. Yeah, I left that for my wife, Jen, actually.
Awesome. I'm excited. Glad I did that little switcheroo. Now I can listen to it live. very excited. But first, before we play this song, really quick, where can listeners go to purchase your music?
Okay, they can go to www.wesleydennismusic.com, and they're getting ready to put it on iTunes and Amazon and the whole nine yards. And music stores all over the United States, and then they're targeting Canada after that.
Sweet. So very, very easy. All online, so it's very easy. You don't have to get out of bed. You could just do it right there on your computer.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Very easy. And then you can get great music, which we are going to play right now. I'm so, so excited, so psyched. Let's play your song, You. Right now, okay?
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Here we go. So excited.
Who is the one that cares? And who is always there? Who keeps me going? Oh, so strong when it seems that I can't go on. You, who makes the sun come up, who takes away my frown, who fills my heart with love, does my world revolve around you? Who doesn't ask for much? who has that special touch. He brings out the best in me, and who makes my life complete. You. Who makes the sun come up? Who takes away my frown? Who fills my heart with love? And who does my world revolve around? You. You make the sun come up. You take away my frown. You fill my heart with love. And you make my world revolve around you. Oh, you.
Amazing. That is so, so, so beautiful. And the story behind it is even more beautiful, that it was to your wife. So that even makes it even better. Absolutely.
Oh,
love it.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Oh, it's thank true. You. It's true. You are amazing. We actually ran out of time, but I want you back, okay? Can you please come back on the show?
I would be honored. I would absolutely be honored. You are a sweetheart. You made me feel at home. I really appreciate you.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you so, so much. And you are amazing. And I'm going to continue checking out everything that you're doing. I'm a fan. You got a fan for life.
Oh, hey, I'm a big fan of yours too, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you so, so much. Wesley Dennis, everyone. And after the show, I'll post his links so you guys can check him out further, and all my guests. So don't worry. You can check that all out. Thank you once again.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So amazing. I had such great guests tonight. That was Wesley Dennis. So please check him out.
I did. Hello, Becky, you there?
Hello, Josie. I am here. How are you today?
I am doing amazing. How are you? I am very excited to talk to you.
Well, thanks. I've heard so many good things about your show, and our mutual buddy, Don Caldwell, is the first person who told me about you, and he said, you've got to do this show. You're just going to love Josie. So I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, well, I am so glad. Don is amazing, and kudos to him for bringing you to us, and I am so, so, so beyond excited. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm so ready.
We sure are.
Yes. I understand that you started making music at the age of 9. Wow. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. You must have read my bio. I was born and raised in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and, yeah, I started playing the piano when I was 9, and that's also when I started writing songs. And I had all these little songs in my head, and then I'd just sit down at the piano, and I'd start playing them. My first songs didn't have any lyrics, by the way, so it made it a little easier. But I just thought, you know, everybody could write a song because it came natural. And then the older I get, I realize how much of a gift songwriting is. And a lot of it I took for granted for years because they would just come. And then, of course, the older I got, I realized you do have to sort of work and hone once the song comes to you. It's not as easy as I thought it was. But it is definitely a gift, and it's meant to be shared.
It absolutely is. Wow. I think it's so fascinating. At 9 years old, you realized that you had this gift, and you pursued it at the age of 9. I think that's amazing.
It was. I just let the songs come, and I'd play songs for family and friends. And then it was when I was 14, my folks bought me a little cheap folk guitar, acoustic guitar, and I started a little folk duo with a girlfriend of mine. And then when I was 15, I started my own all-girl band in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We have since been documented the first all-female rock band in the state of Oklahoma. And my mini skirt and go-go boots are in the Pioneer Woman Hall of Fame Museum in Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's right next to Wanda Jackson's rockabilly, spangly, glittery rockabilly outfit.
Now, that is something for the books. That is an accomplishment right there.
Yeah, she is such an amazing woman because she was a generation before mine, and she paved the way for women really to get out there and rock. And she even dated Elvis, so that really impressed me.
Yeah, very. Wow. I think that is very, very cool. And as you mentioned, though, you did have the first all-female rock band in Oklahoma in high school, which I think is really cool that you really pursued it by, you know, just hanging out with some friends of yours and just, let's start a band. And
yeah, it was just, I didn't know any better. I think that's what it was. And I loved music so much. And I look back and I think, van load of, 16, 17, 18-year-olds out there playing gigs. What were we thinking? But at the time, it just seemed like the natural thing to do. And you know what? It seems like you're young. You're what, 17?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're doing your dream. And it's great. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And who are your biggest musical influences? Who really influenced you and your music?
Wow. Well, as an entertainer, I play keys. Piano's my main instrument. I play other ones too, but piano's definitely the number one. And I heard Jerry Lee Lewis when I was very young. He played at the Bartlesville Civic Center, and I went down there with my dad. So I think as far as an entertainer goes, Jerry Lee Lewis, the way he just pounds the piano, he's a great player. I also always liked his choice of material, Great Balls of Fire and Middle Age Crazy and a whole lot of shaking going on and all those fun songs. But as a songwriter, I love Jimmy Webb and those great songs he wrote for Glen Campbell, Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, MacArthur's Park. And I love the Carly Simon, Carole King, that genre of songwriters. And then as far as country music goes, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, they definitely paved the way. So, I love Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, George Jones, and then I love a lot of the younger artists, too, I really like. I like the artists that I feel that sound unique to me, that I can tell, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's so much talent today. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. There's so many, new artists out there of all genres. And I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool that you like all varieties of, different genres. You don't stick with just one thing. You like it all.
Right. I'm a song person. If a song touches me, it doesn't matter what style of music it is. I love great songs. And they can be, they can be rockin' and rockabilly. They can be big heartfelt ballads. But if a song is, I'm a song person.
Oh, yes. And what's your favorite type of songs to write, the ballads or more of the stuff you can groove to and rock?
Wow. My biggest success has been really with my ballads. Ballads have always seemed to come a little easier for me, and I love the feeling of saying something, touching somebody's heart. As far as a performer goes, though, I'm sort of known on stage for my rockin' shows, and there are not a whole lot of female artists that kick the keys, that kick the keyboards on stage and jump on the piano, but I'm still doing that, believe it or not.
I love it.
So I don't know. It's the great songs, though, the heartfelt, the ballads, and the songs that make people cry. I guess that's my favorite.
I love it. That's the kind of stuff you can expect from when you hear one of your live performances. Fresh, fun, and you could get some ballads in there too.
Yeah. Give the audience a full show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I love that you don't just sing and then, la-di-da-di-do and then that's it. You put on a whole performance. You're an entertainer, which is awesome. I had to commend you for that one.
Well, thank you. It's gotten me a lot of work, especially in Europe through the years, because, Europe doesn't really buy into the hype of the hit record. When you walk out on stage, you've got a clean slate pretty much. It's a little bit different today because everybody's on the internet, so they have access to artists all the time, but they don't really have the access that we do here in the U.S. of seeing country music any night of the week. You know, especially here in Nashville, we can go out and hear great, great live entertainment, you know, every night of the week. But in Europe, they really, really appreciate the artists that get out there and put their heart and soul into it. And they love the real rootsy stuff and the music that's true to itself. They like the country music to be country, and they like the rockabilly to be rockabilly. You know, they're not in sort of the pop slash country. They like it sort of to be true to its genre.
Right. Oh, that's so, so cool. And I have to mention this because another thing that I found in your resume, which is very impressive, you have songs that have been recorded by amazing artists. I mean, the greats. This is what I call them. Alabama, Conway Twitty, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, and Glenn Campbell, just to name a few. Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences?
Yeah, man, you know, as a songwriter, really the greatest compliment you can have is to hear a great artist sing your song. And, you know, some people through the years have said, well, why didn't you save that song for yourself? Well, heck, why? You know, first of all, I don't have the avenue out there that some of the greats have, you know, the Alabama and Conway Twitty. And plus, you know, these artists are legends. And I, as a writer, I would just much rather, I'd actually rather stay at home and just collect the royalty checks, to be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
And to eat chocolate all day. That's my idea of a great life. But yeah,
Amen.
That's the greatest compliment in the world. And to hear, you know, Alabama sing Angels Among Us or Conway Twitty, I Want to Know You Before We Make Love, or Glenn Campbell and Emmylou Harris did a duet I co-wrote called You Are. It's just, yeah, it makes me feel great. It makes me feel like all the years of, you know, hard work is paying off.
Right, exactly. And for all those other, you know, upcoming songwriters out there that really want to get their music out, what kind of advice would you give them to, you know, get their songs heard by, you know, any other amazing artists like themselves? What kind of advice would you give?
Wow, man, you know, if you're a performing songwriter, then, you know, just get out there and perform all you can, and it really helps if you're in a music industry town like Nashville or, you know, New York, L.A., a bigger city. But now with the Internet, you know, you can just the YouTube performances and getting your songs out there. If you are a writer that does not perform, then what you need to do, you need to find, you know, a real good male singer and a real good female singer that can do some demos for you. And, you know, you can get your music out there that way via the Internet. It is hard, though, and it's hard pitching songs right now because there are so, you know, there's a lot less major record labels now because the conglomerates have all swallowed up a lot of the smaller labels. But you just have to be persistent and creative. And, you know, I know songwriter friends that have gotten their songs cut by, you know, handing somebody a CD in a restaurant. And, you know, my first Alabama cut, Alabama did a TV show called Nashville Now, and I had done that show before. And the guy at the guard shack knew me and let me in. And as Randy Owen was walking to the bus, they were getting ready to go back out on the road for the weekend, I handed him a little cassette of, they were the first artists that recorded I Want to Know You Before We Make Love. So I handed him a little cassette tape of that song. And the following Monday, I had messages on my answering machine and people looking for me all over town as they went in the studio that day and recorded the song. So, you know, you just have to be real creative in your pitching because it ain't easy to get a cut. And there is a lot of competition. And with a lot of the artists writing their own material, which I can certainly understand, it's even more difficult.
Right. There's so many different people out there that you just have to be unique and stick with yourself nowadays and just, you know, be dedicated and just put yourself out there the best that you can. And like you said, it's very easy now with the Internet and stuff because, I mean, we have Facebook groups and stuff that you could post in and all those other fun things. So it's hard, but you do it.
That's right.
Yes. And also, I wanted to ask you now about some of the music that you currently have out right now for fans to go check out and purchase. We're about to play some.
Right, right. Yeah, all my music can be found on my website, BeckyHobbs.com, BeckyHobbs.com. And then I have written a musical. You want to talk about that right now, or you want to wait and talk about that in a few minutes?
We can talk about that right now because I think that is very cool. I read this as well, and you made a musical.
Yeah, this is a whole new thing for me. But my fifth great-grandmother was Nancy Ward, beloved woman of the Cherokee. And you can Google Nancy Ward Cherokee and read all about her life. But in a nutshell, she was born in 1738 in what is now Eastern Tennessee. She was chewing the bullets beside her husband Kingfisher when they were in battle with the Creek Indians, and she was chewing the bullets to make them more deadly. Kingfisher was killed, fell to the ground. She took his rifle, led the Cherokee to victory, and was honored as a war woman. Her Cherokee name was Nanyehi, which means she who walks with the spirit people. But she became a war woman, Gigage Ageya Aniyawaya. And that's when she stood up and said, war is not the way, peace is the only way. And she became one of the most honored peacemakers in all of American history, because most importantly, she advocated for peace between the colonists, the early Americans, and the Cherokee. And she saved many, many lives on both sides. And the average person walking down the street today in America has no idea who she was. So I have written or co-written 18 songs for the musical, and I co-wrote the script, which is also called the book in the world of musical theater, and we've had our first full production in Hartwell, Georgia last April, and we're getting ready to have our next one in Tahlequah, Oklahoma next September, and we're going back into workshop for 2 months in January and February. It's very interesting, but with a new work, it's not just like you write it and you put it out there. You know, you write it, and then you have a couple of workshops, then you have a production, then you give feedback, and you make some changes. And usually you have three productions before you publish a play or a musical.
Wow. I just think that is so incredible that you did this, and this is something that I would like to see. I want to see it live. It sounds a very interesting story.
Well, thank you. We would love to have you, Tahlequah. I'll be posting when I get the exact dates. It'll open Labor Day weekend and run for 2 weeks, because Labor Day weekend every year is the Cherokee Nation holiday in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and it's when the most people come to Tahlequah. And, you know, there's over 308,000 citizens of the Cherokee Nation, which is one of three federally recognized tribes of the Cherokee. And I am one of the citizens of the Cherokee Nation, which means I'm descended from someone who signed the Dawes Rolls, which was a federal census in Indian Territory, which is now the state of Oklahoma, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, before Oklahoma became a state in 1907. So it's really wild. It's really powerful. And, you know, there's so many people with Native American blood in our country, and the interest in this musical has just been enormous. And the emails and the phone calls that I've been getting from people, very, very supportive and very exciting.
Definitely. It's been doing so great. And I believe that you have a current CD release written for this musical as well. Right?
I sure do. It's called Nanyehi, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee, and it has 17 of the 18 songs. When you know it, after I put out the album, another song came, which is one of the most popular right now in the musical, called War or Peace. But yes, this CD has 17 of the 18 songs. And in the booklet part of the CD, you know, before each song, it describes the scene in which the song is sung.
Love it. So that's another thing that you can do. But also, I am, like I mentioned, I do not want to delay. I have some songs of yours here that I would love to play. So could I play Jones on the Jukebox right now, and we'll be right back, okay?
All righty, thanks.
All right, thank you. Here we go.
There's a fool in the mirror, looking back across.
wondering, where can our listeners go to purchase your music, you know, like iTunes and all the other fun stuff?
Right, it's on iTunes. It's everywhere. If you go to BeckyHobbs.com, there's a button that says music, and then for each album you can push buy now. And then, of course, as you know, CDBaby.com services iTunes and everything. So you can buy it at Amazon, iTunes, all over the place, and at CDBaby.com, at my website, BeckyHobbs.com. And also, I forgot to mention, but we have a designated site for the musical. Yeah, for Nanya He, we have a site called nanyahe.com.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So you can get the direct, that's the direct link for, I mean, you could probably find the CD release on that as well, and the CD for all that fun information. Perfect.
Yeah.
And perfect. So you make it really easy. You direct it from just the websites, and I'll post the websites after the show. For all of the fans to check out both websites for you.
I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Hey, I heard your song, Teenage Girl. I like it.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, I heard it because I was, you know, I was on your website today before we went on, and I saw Teenage Girl, and is this your first release?
Yeah, it's my debut single. I'm still a little nervous about it.
Yeah, it sounds great. I like it.
Oh, thank you so much. See, that's a big compliment coming from you, because you're a songwriter. I think it's more complimentary when, you know, another songwriter compliments on a song that, you know, you do, like you mentioned, and so it's so cool.
Yeah, well, hey, I really like it. I think it's good. I think you sound great on it, and I think the song is really good, and I think it's real. Yeah, I like it. I'm tickled for you. I hope it does great.
Thank you so, so much, and I am a fan of yours. Let me just tell you right now, I think you are amazing, amazing, amazing songwriter and a wonderful singer as well. I was actually listening to your songs earlier with my producer, and my producer / mama manager, that's my call. she said your voice is so beautiful, and it's true. Your voice is just so pure, and I just love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anytime, anytime. So also, I was wondering, do you have any social networking sites where fans can chat with you?
I don't have the live chat thing right now just because I've just been inundated with this musical.
Right.
But, you know, I'm on Facebook, and it's open, so anybody can send me a message. And then on Facebook, I also have Becky Hobbs friends and fans. And then on Facebook, I have a Nanya He, the musical. I'm real open. On my website, BeckyHobbs.com, it says click here if you want to send Becky a message. And then I have a guest book. So I can be reached.
Yes. There's many ways to reach you. So don't worry. You can send her messages right after the show if you'd like.
I'd love to hear from everyone.
Awesome. So I'm ready to play your next song here tonight. Let's play Angels Among Us. So beautiful. Let's play this. Here we go.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods. And I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, though he was standing there, but I knew in my He was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. had me down on my knees. There's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say they understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of a road, someone lights away with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to bless us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour.
We have actually some fun questions here for you.
Okay.
So the first one is, have you ever had any embarrassing on stage moments that you could share? Anything happened live and in person? Live, anything?
Oh,
happened?
Yes. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a couple. I'll just tell you three real quickly. Since I do play keys, I always tell them, the stage crew, to put the keyboard on a very sturdy stand. And if I'm flying to Europe and doing a gig, obviously I can't bring my own keyboard and my own gear over there. So I have to rely on, the stagehands over there. So I was performing in Sweden, and at the very end of Great Balls of Fire, I jumped up on the keyboard, and it collapsed.
Oh!
Lucky I didn't get hurt, but it collapsed right under my butt. And that was rather embarrassing, and dang, I was sore for like several days after that. Mm-hmm. Another thing, I'll just say one more embarrassing thing that happened. I was playing in Norway this past June, and I had rehearsed with the band. It was a band that I've worked with many, many times in Europe, and we had a great sound check, and they had everything all set up for me, and they start vamping, and I run out on stage, and my first song is From Oklahoma with Love, and I start banging on the keyboard. It's a rocker, and I thought, man, something sounds weird. And mm-hmm. I thought, man, somebody's playing out of tune, or they're playing the wrong chords, and I sort of look back at the band. Well, lo and behold, I realized that the act before me had pushed the transpose button on the keyboard, and I was, like, playing in, like, the key of F, and the band was in the key of A. So I had, since it was a strange keyboard, I couldn't, on a second's notice, I couldn't look down and change keys because I'm, like, right in the middle of a song, and we have thousands of people in the audience. So I just had to, like, quit playing and just rock up to the front of the stage and just sing the song. But, yeah, that was rather embarrassing, and I'm trying to think of that. I know there's been a whole bunch of, I've gotten ill on stage before, when I had to, like, throw up, but I sort of did it off to the side, so I hope nobody saw that. And
you never know what can happen.
You never know. That's the beauty of a live performance.
It is. You never know what you'll get. So, you know what?
And I think that's why people like live performances. They like little imperfections. That's what they remember. Yeah.
Right. We like to know that, you know, our favorite, you know, singer or songwriter is also human, you know, and which is why I love to ask that question, because, you know, people just like us. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. I don't think any of my clothes have ever popped open or anything. It's amazing, though, looking back at some of the outfits I've worn. It's amazing that my top didn't bust wide open or something like that. But
right.
One thing. I was playing in Hong Kong once, and I was real short. You know, I wear, like, a lot of times a real short skirt and cowgirl boots and all that. But I always have shorts on under the skirt, you know, so if I kick the keys, you know, it's like wearing shorts. It's no big deal. Well, I had a woman make me a little short skirt, and they were culottes. So Judy Seal, who was my road manager at the time, I played a gig in Hong Kong, and I'm wearing this little short skirt that were culottes, and I'm kicking the keys and all. So after the show, Judy said, you know, she said, you really shouldn't have kicked the keys in that short of a skirt. And I said, yeah, but Judy, I was, you know, covered. I was protected. They're culottes. They're divided in the skirt. And she looked at me and shook her head, and she said, no, they're really not. They're not. Yeah, so I guess I gave more of a show than I intended, but, you know, no big who cares?
That's hilarious. Nobody will remember. Oh, that is so funny. Yeah, you never know what could happen, but I'm just glad you didn't get hurt or anything with the whole incident with the piano and all that other stuff, the keys and all that, so.
Yeah, you never can tell.
Yeah, but I love that question. Thank you for sharing those stories, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. And also, I was wondering, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
Well, I haven't had really any time for hobbies lately. And if I do, it's wild. If I ever do really have a moment, then I would rather sit down at the keyboard and just play. Just play. Mm-hmm. Play for me. And it doesn't matter what I'm playing, just whatever I feel like playing. I love those moments. We have a lot of trees in our yard, and I have a couple of sky chairs in our backyard. I like to just go out there and take my coffee out there and take my little blackberry and just go out there and relax. And then I always had cats. My whole life I've always had at least, you know, one, two, or three cats at a time. Aww. One time I had like six at one time. But that was a little bit too many. And if I had six cats right now, I wouldn't have a husband. So, but I like, you know, I just like to play with my kitty cats. And, yeah, so I guess I'm sort of boring. It's pretty much all music. And my husband's a guitar player, and we have a studio in our basement in our home. So our whole house is filled with keys and guitars and, you know, mandos and banjos and fiddles and, you know, you name it.
There's a lot of music. There's a lot of music in your household. I love that. That is.
Yeah, you know, it's great because we didn't get married till both of us were a little bit older, and neither one of us have any kids. I don't have any that I know of. And so, you know, we're just like a couple of big old kids with a whole bunch of musical instruments.
So much fun. I love that. I love that. And as you mentioned, you obviously you're able to relax, you know, with the trees, all the fun sights. Do you find your songwriting abilities kind of, you know, just do you lay out there and just think and things just come to you, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually they just come to me. They come to my mind. Now, a lot of these Nanyahi songs came to me in the dream state, and some of my other songs have come to me when I was dreaming, and I'll wake up with them, and, you know, I got to get to a recorder quickly or scribble it down, and, you know, I know the notes in my head to where I can just write down the notes on paper so I won't forget it. And then I can fine-tune it and hone it later. But, yeah, and a lot of the ideas come to me when I'm driving, you know. And I think that happens to a lot of people, don't you? When you're driving, your mind is sort of, I don't know, it's sort of open to let ideas come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
more ideas come to you when you're calm. I've noticed, like when you're just relaxing.
Exactly, and when you allow them to come, and I think really to be a great writer, you have to listen to that little small still voice in your head. You know, you can call it the God voice, the self voice, the universe, whatever. You've got to be open to that and to listen to that, I believe, to really be a great songwriter.
Definitely.
Very important.
It is. And that's great advice. So all you up-and-coming songwriters out there, singers out there, you got the best advice. I love that. And so I have your last song that I'm going to play tonight on the show. Let's play Pale Moon, and we'll be right back.
Okie dokie.
All right. Here we go.
Well, you're awesome, too, and I love talking with you, and I think you're doing some great work there, and keep it up.
Thank you so much, and you, too. Good luck with all of your future endeavors and your musical, which I'm so going to see, and everything. It's just incredible. And also, one last time, can you please let us know your websites one last time for everyone?
Right. My website is www.beckyhobbs.com. BeckyHobbs.com. And our musical website is www.nanyehi.com. And that's spelled NanyeHi. nanyahee.com.
Perfect, perfect. And keep a lookout, everyone. I'll be posting the links as well, so you can just click on it. So, yes, thanks again so much. Becky Hobbs, everyone.
Thanks, Josie.
Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to The Josie Show tonight. The Josie Show may not be rebroadcast or used in any way without prior written consent from The Josie Show. All rights reserved. Good night.